by Colleen McCulloch and read by Kate Hood. Mary hated Ron's funeral and was glad she persuaded Tim not to come. Dawnie and her husband had taken charge, which was only right and proper, but as Tim's representative, she had to be there and follow the little cortege to the cemetery. Her presence was clearly unwelcome. Dawnie and Mick ignored her. What had happened when Ron told them she and Tim were married, she wondered. Since the wedding, she had only spoken to Ron that once, and he had not mentioned his daughter's name. After the sod was turned on Ron's coffin and the three of them moved slowly away from the graveside, Mary put her hand on Dawnie's arm.
My dear, I'm so sorry for you, because I know you loved him very much. I loved him too.
There was a look of Tim about his sister's eyes as she stared at Mary, but the expression in them, bitter and corroded, was one she had never seen in Tim's.
I don't need your condolences, sister-in-law. Why don't you just go away and leave me alone?
Why can't you forgive me for loving Tim, Dawnie? Didn't your father explain the situation to you?
Oh, he tried. You're a very clever woman, aren't you? It didn't take you long to delude him as completely as you did Tim. Are you happy now that you've got your pet moron by your side permanently and legally?
Tim's not my pet moron, you know that. And anyway, does it matter as long as he's happy?
How do I know he's happy? I've only got your word for that, and your word's not worth 2 cents.
Why don't you come and see him and find out for yourself what the truth is?
I wouldn't soil my shoes by entering your house, Mrs. Tim Melville. Well, I suppose you've got what you wanted. You've got Tim all to yourself, with the conventions nicely taken care of, and both his parents out of the way.
Mary whitened.
What do you mean, Dawn?
You drove my mother to her grave, Mrs. Tim Melville, and then you drove my father after her.
That's not true.
Oh, isn't it? As far as I'm concerned, now that my mother and father are both dead, my brother's dead too. I never want to see or hear from him again. If you and he want to make a public spectacle of yourselves by flaunting your sick fancies under society's nose, I don't even want to know about it.
Mary turned on her heel and walked away.